That's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry,
sing. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
It's not a blue morning. Might be a blue day, but it's not a blue morning. And Mondays, by the way, they only suck if you were hoping it was Friday. Today, we're going to go through events that happened on this date in history, and we're going to do it in chronological order. And we're going to start out with the Kinks. They recorded Dedicated Follower of Fashion on this date in 1966. The song, which lampooned the contemporary British fashion scene and mod culture in general, reached number 4 in England and number 36 in the U.S.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the ladies latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
On this date in 1974, at the very first American Music Awards ceremony, Tony Orlando and Don won the favorite single category for this song. I'll bet you remember it. It got played enough. Well, it's going to get played again right now.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
Still want me?
If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Bus driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison and my love, she holds the key. A simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, please. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on and I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons round the
February 19, 1977, Elvis Presley was at number one on the Billboard Country Chart with Moody Blue. Written by Mark James, who had also written Elvis's Suspicious Minds, the song became Presley's last number one country hit in his lifetime. Recorded in the Jungle Room at Graceland, the single peaked at number 31 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
Also on this date in 1977, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. One of the songs on the album was Isn't She Lovely? The lyrics celebrated the birth of his daughter. And by the way, all of the instruments heard in this song, keyboards, bass, drums, all of it, were played by Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
So how do you go from Stevie Wonder to Bon Scott? Well, you do it through the tragedy of a death. On February 19, 1980, Bon Scott, lead singer of AC/DC, died from alcohol poisoning in London at the age of 33. On February 19, 1981, Judge Richard Owen of the New York State Supreme Court ruled that George Harrison subconsciously plagiarized the Chiffons' He's So Fine with his recording of My Sweet Lord. The decision cost Harrison $587,000. So what we're going to do right now is go back to back with He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord. See if they sound similar to you. I bet they do. Okay, one song to go. But before we get to it, tomorrow it'll be an all-country music medley. Be a mix of some of the really old and some of the fairly old. On this date in 2022, Gary Brooker, lead singer, pianist, and composer for Procol Harum, died of cancer at the age of 76. And while Matthew Fisher's beautiful Hammond organ intro plays in the background, I wish you peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. Have a magnificent Monday.
At first, just go sleep. Turn the wire.